Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. And by every weekday morning, some weekday mornings, because things are intense right now. I can't seem to find the balance between entertainment and content and being totally freaked out all the time. Like, everything is terrible right now. There's like little individual things. If you look at the collective, it's bad, but there's these little like tiny things of like magic. Like, I've got a 2-year-old who's incredible, but even he's teething right now. He's got his molars coming in, so he's screaming at us constantly. Times are tough, and it's hard to find the right way to talk about anything. And so, I don't know, the last couple days I've opted not to make a podcast because I don't have anything positive to say. I don't understand the whole situation, and I don't know what to do. Five nights of rioting? No, that's not right. I gotta get that right. Five nights of protest, five nights of problems that go along with that. It's hard to tell who's right in this. Remember coronavirus? Seems like ages ago. It's still a really important thing. It's still like, I think it's still super threatening us, but now people like are prioritizing protesting over it. And that's said without judgment. I don't know. It's crazy. But it's still a thing and it's still growing.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, as King County applies for a modified phase one, we still have 180 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed in Washington State, including, sadly, 5 new deaths. You can't be evicted statewide through the end of July, as the governor has extended the moratorium on eviction to keep people housed. What happens after that? Oh boy, that's going to be something. Seattle protests continued last night for the 5th night in a row. The city has extended its mandatory curfew through Saturday morning. It requires citizens to clear the streets by 9 p.m. nightly. That curfew seems to not be working. And holy crap, the West Seattle Bridge may in fact be dead, as the city put out a solicitation for bids to build a new one. Oh man, how old will you be in 2030? Because it seeks someone for a contract that could be up to 10 years. It's estimated to be approximately $50 to $150 million for a partial or full replacement of the bridge.
You just got news.
So the thing that has me the most weirded out about the whole conversation surrounding the protests, George Floyd, Black Lives Matter, the thing that has me most frustrated or most confused, I'm not really even sure what the emotion is, but overwhelmed, I think it is how many people work in absolutes. All the cops are evil. All looting is okay. All looting is terrible. All protesters should be shot. No protesters should be shot. The only thing I can see that's common is that black people are racially prejudiced against. like throughout their history in America. That's like the only thing I can find from all of this that is consistently, I hate to say consistently true, but that I feel consistent about. I'm not even like a big social justice person. I'm not saying it's bad, but I don't find myself involved in it a lot. I just want equality for everybody. I want the law to be applied equally to everybody. And then over a long time, as it's applied equally, then we should see some sort of balance brought. I know that's idealistic, but and I don't know how to achieve that, and I don't understand politics very well. Fine, you can call me out on all that stuff, but like, I have feelings about all this. I at least once a day, I find myself crying because of someone being mistreated so obviously and like blatantly. And then it gets drowned out in the sea of commentary that is so ugly. I don't understand some of these arguments. I don't get it. It must be so hard to be anyone on either side of this. Like, listen, I'm not sticking up for anybody. I just want to explore emotions in this. The police that have to go out and police during this time, they, like, we can't just throw an absolute and be like, they're all out there because they're bloodthirsty, trying to kick some ass or whatever, right? Like, some of those cops got to be like, damn, this isn't what I expected. And yeah, whatever, you could be mad that they didn't know what to expect or they didn't prepare or whatever, but emotionally, as human beings, we've all found ourselves in a spot where we've gotten in over our head about something and it sucks and you have to deal with it and try and get through it. Or maybe you regret it, or maybe you make the wrong choice and do something awful. The notion that everybody is all this or not is what got us here. I can think of one cop that I'm friends with, and I don't, you know, he used to try and, we'd ask him questions about how he, what he would do when he would bust people. And he was like, oh, I love finding drugs on people. I think it's funny. And we're like, well, that's mean. And he's like, well, it's against the law. We'd all like sit around. It was just so casual, I guess, or something. Listen, I'm reliving this as I go over this. But when I think about that guy, he like was in law enforcement because he got out of the military, and that was like an obvious path. He wasn't there to be a dick. He's like a pretty progressive guy even. And when I hear people talking in these absolutes about cops, I'm like, well, that doesn't fit Officer Jeff. It doesn't add up to me. Again, the only thing I can see that seems to be consistent over the course of hundreds of years is that the black folks in this country have it harder because we're biased against them. I'm a white guy. Like, what do I know? What do I f***ing know? I'll never be in those shoes. In my lifetime, we won't see something like that where white guys aren't okay. The numbers just don't add up. I guess that there's a lot of Asian people. Like, China has like four times more people than the U.S. I guess it's possible that it could happen, but it's not likely that it'll happen. But, you know, for 400 years, we've been going through this. I did a little bit of schooling in college at the University of Arizona. That place sucks, too, by the way. And I took this one class that I just took because it fit my schedule and I needed a history credit for my social sciences degree, right? And it was the history of slavery and slave trade in Central and Latin America. No, Central and South America. Yeah? Something like that. Where, believe it or not, it was even worse numbers-wise and duration than it is here. And I learned a whole lot about how unfairly treated people continued to be and continue to be today. And it hasn't changed at all. I don't know. I just don't know how to think about this, and I don't really have another avenue to work through my feelings, so I apologize. I'll put a little... No, I won't. I won't put an explanation to it. I don't care. You don't like it, you don't like it. If I can't work through my problems, then I don't know what we're doing. You know, like, I want you to be able to do that also. I also just miss making stupid jokes about Legos and stuff because it's...
the timing on this has to be right. So that's what I get nerd talk and whatnot to be able to do that. We've been locked at home for a long time, and my question is, did you get fatter or skinnier? Because there's data that suggests one or the other.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
A fun study posted at Seattle Refined found that the average Seattleite gained 0.41 pounds during isolation from coronavirus, and that's higher than the national average, but still less than a pound, so nice job. The group conducting the research is a fitness tracker company who anonymously tracked millions of people across the U.S. They found that we're staying idle more than the rest of the nation, though, with our collective steps down by more than 10%. Look, there's only so many times I can go to the fridge indecisively and then head back to the couch before I need a nap, okay? In two different quarters now, the Tesla Model 3 has been the best-selling car in their home production state of California.
California.
Just edging out Honda Civics, usually. They've only been around since 2018, so that's pretty remarkable. They're having supply problems, though, and a tough time meeting demand. Well, no wonder they broke the stay-home order. Elon's got U.S. Business 101 problems. And finally, a team of robot scientists. These stories never go well. A team of robot scientists have developed flexible robot feet that help their machines walk 40% more efficiently over rough terrain like pebbles or wood chips. Oh, good. They'll also be 40% more difficult to run away from. All right, slow down. You get back at me when they can painlessly walk across Legos and then install them on my legs.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Go listen to my newest episode of the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. It is all about, well, birds. Soccer's not playing right now, so we're talking about birds. Have fun.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.